This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A new space for people experiencing homelessness opened east of Denver this week. CPR's Elaine Tassi reports from Aurora.
With space for hundreds of people experiencing homelessness, the Aurora Regional Navigation Campus will provide a range of services. Cots to sleep for anyone, including those using substances. There are also cubicles with locking bureaus for those who are receiving job training, and hotel rooms for people who are closer to transitioning out of homelessness. In the ballrooms and conference rooms, there will be job training and case management spaces, and even a room for restorative justice. Andrew Bogage is Development Director of Advanced Pathways, the nonprofit organization that's running the place. He says there's room for 640 people.
Show up at the door, greet it with compassion and a smile. You'll go into the intake room and get plugged into the tier appropriate for that person at that time.
Three counties and the state kicked in a total of $40 million to purchase and renovate what used to be the Crown Plaza Hotel and Convention Center. I'm Elaine Tassi, CPR News.
Building heights in downtown Colorado Springs are again being debated in the city, this time as part of the area's master plan. Councilman Brian Risley says there are already height restrictions in most of downtown.
We're talking about a very, very small portion of a very small portion downtown that is currently open to some latitude in terms of building heights.
Public bathrooms, housing diversity, and small business support were also listed as priorities in the plan. Downtown Colorado Springs is still finalizing the master plan that's expected to come out early next year. And a note that downtown development is part of Downtown Partnership, which is a financial supporter of KRCC. Financial supporters have no editorial influence. This is CPR News and KRCC.